USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump again rejecting a columnist's accusations that he raped her in the mid-90s. The president making the comment in an interview with The Hill. Columnist E. Jean Carroll, having written a book accusing Trump of raping her, Trump says, quote, number one, she's not my type, and number two, it never happened. Accused of sexually abusing children, but still considered by many to be the greatest pop singer ever, Michael Jackson died 10 years ago today. He once said of what he did musically,
I love people and I love making them happy. It's nothing like seeing your record, number one, not for the ego, it's for the fact that I know people bought it and they loved it and they enjoy it.
Convicted drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman will be sentenced in New York today. He faces life in prison after being convicted in February of drug trafficking and murder conspiracy. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there and you're sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Iran says the latest round of sanctions imposed by the United States means the end of diplomacy. A spokesman for Iran's foreign ministry saying the Trump administration is trying to destroy the established methods of maintaining peace and security across the globe. Yesterday, the Trump administration did hit Iran's supreme leader and other top Iranian officials with new sanctions. SpaceX is celebrating a rocket launch described as the company's toughest yet. A Falcon Heavy rocket successfully sent into orbit overnight from the Kennedy Space Center for a Defense Department mission carrying about 24 satellites. It was the first ever night launch of that powerful rocket and the first time a DoD launch has used boosters that have previously flown into space. Health workers from the Department of Veterans Affairs will testify before Congress today about the treatment of whistleblowers, and this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Journalists and political figures talk all the time, and now unsealed federal documents happen to show that Paul Manafort, President Trump's former campaign chief, and Fox's Sean Hannity used to be in communication via text. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
The documents include 55 pages of text messages between Paul Manafort and Fox's Sean Hannity. Manafort had a sympathetic media ally in Hannity as federal investigators were closing in and ultimately prosecuted the former Trump campaign chairman for a series of financial crimes and witness tampering, according to the messages. The logs date back to mid-July 2017. Showing that Manafort and, as they put it, a TV host named Sean leveled repeated attacks on Mueller's team of prosecutors. They also discuss Manafort's legal representation, Hannity and Manafort expressing concern about the direction of the country, and Hannity repeatedly asks Manafort how he can help him, making it clear that he views the two to be aligned in their mission. Hannity addressing the news on Twitter saying, my view of the special counsel investigation and the treatment of Paul Manafort have been made clear every day to anyone who listens to my radio show or watches my TV show.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, a mixed session, the Dow gaining 8 points to close at 26,727, the NASDAQ down 26 points, the S&P 500 down 5 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.